by the current Western conception of money, of monetary value as profane and utilitarian, this contingent Western projection onto money that's not built into the fabric of money, the fabric of the universe, kills people. So when he says, like, oh, we shouldn't sell kidneys because that shows disrespect for life, it's like the social practice of not selling kidneys and justifying on the grounds that it's icky and that it's commodifying life kills people. So perversely, the refusal to commodify life comes at the expense of life, right? There are 100,000 Americans right now, actually a little bit higher number than that, who are on the kidney wait list. The overwhelming majority of them will never get a kidney. They won't get one. There's about 10,000, or it was about 6,000 Canadians on the list. I'm putting it out because my co-author's Canadian. They will not get kidneys. Very few of them will. Why won't people give away kidneys? They're not nice enough to do it on their own. They could, but they don't. When Michael Sandel was in college, he didn't give away a kidney because he's not a nice enough person. When I was in college and healthy enough to do it, I didn't give away a kidney because I'm not a nice enough person. I've given talks about this to about 10,000 people. I've asked them, have any of you ever given away a kidney to help a stranger? And no one ever has. They're not nice enough to do it on their own. But if you paid them to do it, they would do it. And so if we had a rule that said, we're offering you, like, you can pay people $50,000 to give away a kidney, people would do it. And if in all the worries we say in the book, Markets with Limits, we say, whenever people worry about commodification, it's almost always the case that if they have a legitimate worry, it's only about a contingent feature of the market, which we could eliminate. So some people say, they might say, well, the problem is if we can sell kidneys, then really desperately poor people would sell their kidney and richer people wouldn't, and you'd exploit them. Now, part of my response is to say, if you have a person who's in such dire straits that their best option is to sell a kidney, and you take that away from them, you're a horrible human being who doesn't care about social justice. Your moral sense is completely warped. Like, I hope you're not voting. It's a forceful thing to say, but it's true. Like, you're by hypothesis, you're like, this is a horrible thing for that human being to have to do. But also, it's their best option, which means the next best thing is something they're going to do. If you take away a kidney, they're selling the kidney, they're going to do something even worse than that. So by hypothesis, you don't want to take that away.